You're tuned in to KKWE 89.9 FM Niji Radio. I'm Carly Kuhn, and today on the phone, I've got Michael Dagan from the Nemeth Arts Center. Hey, welcome, Michael.
Hey, Carly. Thank you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. It's a beautiful sunny day after a few days of rain, so it looks to be a good one.
Right on. So, Michael Dagan, you've got the Wild Rice Festival going on in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I sure can. Thank you. Yes, the second annual Wild Rice Festival in Park Rapids will be held October 21st, and this year's event will be located outside on 3rd Street, just east of Highway 71 between Hugo's and the Park Avenue Apartments. We're going to be closing down the street and having a street fair event this year.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. This is going on Saturday. What time does the event start on Saturday, October 21st?
The Wild Rice Festival will run from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. this year, and we're hoping to just have lots of a wide variety of different vendors, arts, crafts, of course, wild rice vendors, we're hoping just kind of have a variety show this year in a lot of ways with just the performers will be doing an open mic stage. Where anyone from the community can get up and share some songs or say a poem or maybe just share some stories about wild rice. Last year with our first event, I really learned a lot about wild rice and how it's processed and harvested and just the different strands that are found throughout the region. Each river and lake has a unique strand, and there are just so many different ways the wild rice can be processed. It's just a learning experience for everyone, so we're hoping to really build on last year's success.
Yeah, this is a second annual festival. We were out there last year, and it was such an amazing time with a lot of great music and food samples and things like that. Are you guys going to be having a wild rice hot dish competition again this year, Michael?
You know, we thought about it, and just because it's going to be outside and with just the logistics of everything this year, I think we're going to hold off and not do the contest. But there'll still be a chance, for people to taste some wild rice. There'll be some available for sale. And I should mention, too, this year's event is completely free for the public to attend. And we absolutely would love to have as many vendors of all sorts that we can get. So if anyone is interested in being a vendor, that information can be found at the Nemeth's website. It's nemethartcenter.org, just under opportunities. Is kind of, you'll find out how to apply to be a vendor. And do have information on the website as well, just a kind of a rough outline of what the event will be. And as we get closer, I'll be updating an event schedule very soon.
Nice. So you're still looking for some vendors. You're also looking for some ricers. Is that right?
Yes, ricers. Absolutely. Last year, everyone who sold wild rice at the event actually sold out by the end of the day. So we're hoping to build on that success and have even more ricers selling rice. And also, we're looking for musicians and artists to perform up on the open mic stage. It'll be a fun opportunity for kind of the community to get to know each other and just to find out more about all the talent that we have in our region when it comes to arts and music.
Wow, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. Open mic, I really like that concept. Do you have some artists already really interested in that idea for this year's event?
We do. I know I've been speaking with Eddie Lee Kidd, and he's going to be there. Involved with this year's event, and I know, so he'll be performing, and there are a few other folks. The open mic scene in Park Rapids has kind of been blooming over the last year, so we're really hoping to have a good turnout, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So who's to say who will show up, but I'm hopeful that we'll have some really maybe some better known folks just kind of surprise us with their appearance.
Right on. So what time does the open mic stage start on Saturday, October 21st?
Well, the event will start around 10 a.m., and I'm thinking by 11 o'clock we'll probably make some announcements and get the music flowing. And in between performers, we'll have some DJing. And so, yeah, it'll kind of go in throughout the day, and we're going to just see how it goes and see what happens. It'll be exciting.
If people are interested in going on to the open mic stage at the Wild Rice Festival in Park Rapids on October 21st, do they just show up and sign up there, or do they have a number to call where they can get on a list?
Yeah, I think we'll just have people sign up that day. When they show up, they can kind of go to the soundboard and just let everybody know if they'd like to play some songs, or just get, you know, you don't have to even play some songs. We're just kind of opening up the conversation, and just the stage for anyone to share some thoughts or a poem or story or some songs. So it's really kind of open-ended, and we just like to kind of get to know each other and find out more about the talent that's around our area. So it'll be a unique experience for all of us. You know, we're excited to see what happens.
It's sure to be a good time. Do you already have some vendors lined up so far, Michael?
We do. We have definitely some Wild Rice vendors lined up, and then there'll be some arts and crafts folks as well. I know there'll be a furniture maker coming, and then actually someone who makes hand drums will be there. And yes, as the event gets closer, I'm excited to see who else will be showing up.
That sounds great. So there's information online for vendors. So you're putting out a call out for all artists, musicians, and crafters in the area to come on out to the Wild Rice Festival. Is that right?
Sure is, yes. And if anyone wants any more information, they could email me at info@namethartcenter.org if they have any other questions.
All right. So how do you spell Namath Arts Center, Michael?
It's spelled N-E-M-E-T-H, artcenter.org.
You guys have had a pretty great summer there at the Namath Arts Center. Can you just give us a rundown of how this season went for you guys and what happened?
I sure can, Carly. Thank you. So this was the Namath Arts Center's, the organization's 40th anniversary. So we brought in a curator, Matthew Shum from L.A., and he put together this exhibit titled Mississippian, and that was on display the first half of the season, and so that exhibit contrasted the Art Center's permanent collection, you know, some of these old world paintings dating back to the 16th century with contemporary artists' work. We brought in five contemporary artists, Damian Davis from New York City, John Gomez from New York City, Kelly Senna is actually based out of Prague, Joan Bemmel Iron Moccasin is based out of Minneapolis, and then Aaron Spengler is actually from Park Rapids, a sculptor. So we're really happy to have that exhibit on the first half of the season. And then the second half of the season was comprised of an exhibit by Christopher Harrison, who's based out of Minneapolis, and then two brothers, David and Matthew Ruhlman. David is living down by St. Cloud now, and Matthew's based out of Vancouver, British Columbia. So we had their exhibit kind of paired with Christopher Harrison, so that was really nice. And then our community gallery had five separate exhibits located in there. So it was really a full season. And, you know, the Wild Rice Festival is kind of a what we imagine is like an annual fall celebration for the community. And then also, you know, for the Arts Center, it gets us out of the old historic courthouse where we're located and gets us out in the community and just involved in making other things happen. So it's kind of a nice finale for us in the fall before the lovely winter sets in.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great time at the Wild Rice Festival. It sounds like you had a wonderful season. Congratulations on everything. Lots of art and lots of things going on at the Namath Art Center this season. It's great.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, no, I feel very fortunate. I love what I do, and it's just so nice to get to bring art that people aren't going to find anywhere else in the region, bring that artwork to Park Rapids. And the hope is just to inspire each other and kind of push on creatively for all of us. You know, it's just, you know, we live in a beautiful area, and there's just so much to offer with the natural world, and it's very inspiring, I think, for us that are creative-minded and want to improve just our way of life and the way we do everything, just kind of live in an artful way is something I think as an individual I strive for.
Well, you know, last year's event was great, and I'm sure this year is going to be even better. You've done a great job gathering people and trying to get people together, and it's wonderful that we're putting a call out for artists right now for the Wild Rice Festival. I'm hoping it's going to be a great turnout. What are some other activities going to be going on that day, October 21st, Michael?
Well, we'll be having some kids' activities. There'll be the Paint Traveler. She'll be taking part in the event, and so there will be some painting for kids and for adults. And then also, I think there might be some hula hooping there as well, I'm hoping. Do you think that might happen, Carly?
Yeah, I think that could happen. I heard the Happy Hippie Hoop Company is going to be coming out, so I'm sure that's going to be awesome. Sounds like you have a lot of great kids' activities going on and a lot to offer for adults as well. And it's great family fun and free family fun at that.
Absolutely. This year will be free. And I just want to mention, too, that this is the second year of this event. And we've been working with the Park Rapids Downtown Business Association. They're a big sponsor for this event. And then also this year, Essentia Health has been a sponsor for us and the Park Rapids Chamber of Commerce. So we're really hoping to build this festival. You know, it takes a few years for these kind of things to catch on. And with this Wild Rice Festival, there's just a big opportunity for anybody who would like to be involved in it and just help us design and grow it as the years go on. So if anyone's interested and like to be more of a part of the event this year or in the future, just definitely reach out to me because we're always looking for partners and we just want to make this thing really special. And eventually, you know, it'll be just a big draw for the entire region and you know, to reach out even to a broader audience and just get people to come from throughout the state and around the Midwest. Just kind of, it's a really good chance to come together and celebrate each other and the season and stock up on wild rice before our glorious winter sets in. I mean, I'm a big fan of winter, so I love this time of year. And just so we get the real, true four seasons. We're so fortunate to live in this area.
Yeah, and one thing I really like about the Wild Rice Festival, Michael, is that it's in the fall season. There's so many festivals in the summer, it seems like it's hard to get them all in. But when you offer a festival like this in, you know, the fall, later season, it gets, you know, probably a lot more people out because it's, you know, a good time to come on out and get together with people.
I think so, too. And so we plan to intentionally hold this event during MEA weekend. So it's kind of a time when families are out traveling and getting away a little bit together, so we're hoping that maybe people consider stopping by the Wild Rice Festival on their long weekend.
All right, that's October 21st in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Where exactly in Park Rapids is this going to be at again, Michael?
It's going to be located downtown, and it's just right off of 3rd Street next to Depot Park. We'll be closing down the street between Hugo's Marketplace and then the Park Avenue apartment. So just a nice big park, green space, you know, and we'll be shutting down the street for the vendors. And so there'll be lots of room, lots of parking, and it's really close to downtown Park Rapids, which is a lot of fun for people to shop at. And we're hoping for a beautiful day. And, you know, if it does look like rain, we do have access to a larger tent that we'll be erecting just in case if the weather doesn't cooperate. But we're hopeful that we'll have a nice day just like last year. It should be a lot of fun. We hope we can make it out.
Right on. Saturday, October 21st, Park Rapids, Minnesota, the second annual Wild Rice Festival, hosted by the Nemeth Arts Center. Michael Dagan, thanks so much for everything. Really excited to come out to this festival.
Thank you, Carly. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. For more information, www.nemethartcenter.org.